This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Iraqi officials say Daesh terrorists have used a poisonous substance in shelling a village in the northern province of Kirkuk. Kirkuk Governor Najimuddin Karim says the agents were used as Daesh intensified its shelling on the village of Taza during the past 6 weeks. Karim said hospitals in Kirkuk confirmed that some of the wounded carried symptoms of chemical substances. He made the comments at a joint press conference with Turkmen parliamentarian Hasan Turan. The MP said Daesh Takfiri terrorists fired more than 50 rockets, possibly contaminated with mustard and chlorine, to the village. Meanwhile, Iraqi intelligence officials say U.S. special forces in the country captured the head of Daesh's chemical weapons unit in a raid last month. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, certainly very disturbing now that Daesh has used chemical substances, isn't it?
Most disturbing indeed. Obviously, Daesh is under a lot of pressure. They're losing in Iraq. They're being pummeled in Syria by both the Syrian army, the Kurdish militias, and as well as the Russian Air Force. So I think they're getting desperate, so now resorting to chemical weapons. But what's interesting is the hypocrisy that there's been silence from the West on Daesh using chemical weapons, when in fact that they were planning to attack Syria if there was use of chemical weapons in the Syrian war. And they drew a line in the sand and said if chemical weapons were going to attack the Syrian government, which of course, strangely enough, then chemical weapons were used, which were probably supplied by Turkey or some other agent to Daesh and try to give a pretext for the Americans to start to attack. Of course, the intelligence agency said this is not making sense. There was support of Russia and other countries. The Americans backed off on their promise. But what's interesting is that now there's chemical weapons being used in Iraq against either Kurdish or Shia villagers. Interestingly, the Turkmen member of parliament was attending the press conference, so obviously a lot of the Turkish-backed people in Iraq are supporting the government and are opposed to the Daesh terrorists trying to impose their own sort of twisted ideology on Iraq. But we'll see what happens with the West, if they will take a strong stand and condemn it. But my guess is that these weapons were probably provided by Turkey or some other agent, because itself would have the capability to produce rockets or the capability to produce chemical gas. So it must have been, you know, one of their allies, so either Qataris, the Kuwaitis, the Saudis, or most probably the Turks, that would have provided them weapons. Kirkuk, if memory serves me correctly, is quite often, it's an area where there's a lot of Kurds living there. And so the Turks are totally opposed to any sort of autonomy or independence for the Kurdish state. So that would be the first place I would look if I was checking into who was responsible for providing these chemical weapons to the Daesh group that are attacking civilian populations in Iraq and, of course, Syria and elsewhere.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But, of course, as always, Mr. Corrigan, we do appreciate you putting all of that into context for us. That was Edward Corrigan, who is speaking to us live from Ontario.